The Federal Aviation Administration has announced new partnerships with industries, including agriculture, to explore the next steps in unmanned aircraft operations. FAA Administrator Michael Yurta says they're calling it the Pathfinder Program.
We're partnering with three leading U.S. companies who have committed extensive resources to perform research that will help us determine how we can expand safely unmanned aircraft operations here in the United States. Precision Hawk, a manufacturer, will be surveying crops in rural areas using unmanned aircraft flying outside of the pilot's direct vision. What we're trying to do here is push the envelope. What we're really trying to understand is what can we accommodate and what can we accommodate safely, and then what do we learn from that? And it's essentially test a little, learn a little, try a little, and we're gradually going to be learning a lot in the course of doing that, and that is something that's applicable to the entire UAS industry.
Precision Hawk founder and president Ernest Uron says their goal as part of the program is to move the regulatory process forward so agriculture can take full advantage of the technology.
And we've been working on a technology that allows for, you know, the safe operation of UAVs from the point of view of tracking, monitoring, and risk mitigation. And so in January, we presented this technology to them, and we said, you know, we think this is something that we think you should use, or at least have visibility of, and we'd love to take part in a program to show you more and to collect more to show you, and that's what spawned this initiative.
The Pathfinder program is designed to help provide information in the FAA rulemaking process for unmanned aerial systems and beyond that. The comment period for the rules proposed this year recently ended, and Clint Rain with the National Corn Growers Association says agriculture is mostly in agreement when it comes to the benefits of unmanned aerial systems.
I have been able to talk to a lot of other farm organizations and commodity groups and seen some of the things that they've written about, and really a lot of similarities between the comments that have been posted. You know, we all see the great potential that stems from this new technology. We're all excited for our farmers to be able to start using them sometime soon. When it comes to agriculture, I've really seen that a lot of people are on the same page.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.